It's Wednesday, July the 2nd, and with your 8 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. In the Comas region, ear, nose and throat conditions are the leading health challenge for children under 5, according to the Health Ministry. Speaking to Selma Tapopi for One Africa TV's News on One, Dr. Nathanael Kandiwapa, Chief Medical Officer for the Comas Health Directorate, revealed that 13,665 cases were documented between January and May of this year alone.
Other significant conditions in the same age group include 13,360 cases of diarrhea, 10,982 cases of common cold, and 3,019 gastrointestinal disorders. In addition, Senior Medical Officer Dr. Marita Mouton said Katutura Health Center, which treats over 162,000 patients, most common illnesses for patients above 5 years include musculoskeletal conditions, upper respiratory tract infections, and diarrhea, amongst others.
Head of State Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa has reshuffled regional leadership by appointing 6 new governors nationwide. Emmanuel Shishiweni Shikongo will head Omusati, Dorothy Mareka Kavula for Zambezi, with Natalia Kwakoses overseeing Erongo, Hofni Ipinge will serve in the Oshana region, David Gertse will govern the Taras region, and Kadiva Hamutumwa takes over for Ohangwena. Political analyst Dumba Kamwanya.
I am not surprised. The key themes that we have seen with President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa and those themes are female-oriented and a youth-oriented appointment. And exactly that's what we have witnessed. But the question for me from a public policy perspective is it should not just be because you are a woman or you are a young person.
Movement of dried meat from cattle, goats and pigs into the foot and mouth disease-free zone is now permitted without a veterinary permit. The Directorate of Veterinary Services announced. Ministry spokesperson Simon Yipandulua underpins that the meat must be fully cooked, free of blood and ideally boiled.
Raw meat that is produced under the commodity-based trade is allowed since foot and mouth virus survives in animal tissue, including lymph node and bone marrow. This meat that is slaughtered under recognized veterinary conditions in abattoirs that are recognized by the Ministry's Veterinary Directorate.
Continentally, most people in Angola and Cape Verde think Portugal should formally apologize for its colonial rule and return artifacts taken during that time, according to a new survey reported by Reuters. The poll, conducted by Lisbon's Catholic University alongside RTP and the Commission marking 50 years since Portugal's dictatorship fell in 1974, gathered views from over 3,000 respondents in the two countries, as well as Portugal. To the U.S. now, where family members of the university students who were stabbed to death nearly 3 years ago in the state of Idaho have spoken out against a plea deal that has reportedly been offered to the main suspect in the case. And as our correspondent Ira Spitzer reports, the deal would allow Brian Koberger to avoid the death penalty.
The father of Kaylee Gonsalves, who was 21 when she was stabbed and killed, slammed Brian Koberger's reported plea deal, saying that the state of Idaho had failed the whole family. Koberger's quadruple murder trial is scheduled to begin in a few weeks, but now it appears likely that the 30-year-old suspect will formally accept a deal on Wednesday to plead guilty and spend his life in prison but avoid the death penalty. Koberger was arrested on the other side of the country about 6 weeks after the murders. He is accused of breaking into the home in Moscow, Idaho in the middle of the night and killing the 4 University of Idaho students. The motive for the killings remains unclear. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.